Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and yes, we are back on the air, sort of, after a seven-week shutdown at the station, during which time our automated DJ, Rick Deckard, has been filling in for all of us. Thankfully, our amazing operations department here at WMFO worked relentlessly to come up with a system where DJs could record their shows at home and upload them to the station to be played during their regularly scheduled time slots. So I'd like to send a special shout out to Nick Andre and Bob Donovan and everyone else involved for their help and expertise to make this possible and keeping Freeform Radio alive and well. Again, I am not coming to you live. This is a pre-recorded show, but this is the next best thing as we try to create some sense of normalcy during these extraordinary times. If you are new to the show, Songs from the Squid Pod focuses on music from the 1980s, although I do dip occasionally into the 70s and early 90s, but usually those artists have some connection to the 80s. We've got the 80s hair metal band of the week, the 80s hip-hop artist of the week, and of course the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, all coming up later in the show. If you have any questions, comments, requests, please do not call the station as it will only go to voicemail. Instead, you may email me at squidpodradio@gmail.com. Okay. As usual, we're going to start the show with the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. And tonight's question is, 35 years ago this week, this single by Mary Jane Girls cracked the top 20 and would become their biggest hit, reaching number one on the U.S. dance charts, number three on the U.S. R&B charts, and number seven on the U.S. Hot 100. Name the song. And the answer is In My House, written by Rick James and performed by his protégés, the Mary Jane Girls. Joanne Jojo McDuffie was the lead singer and was backed by session vocalists during recording, not by the other Mary Jane Girls. And if you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the 80s trivia question of the week by following me on Twitter at SquidPod Radio. And we are the dreamers
of dreams. Well, let's not stand on ceremony, mate. Let's start the show.
Try to sort out the problem.
back. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. Yes, you heard that correct. I am back on the air bringing you the best of the 80s after a 7-week shutdown at the station due to the coronavirus crisis. Now, this is a pre-recorded show, so please don't call into the station with questions or requests. Over the past 7 weeks, our automated DJ, Rick Deckard, has been filling in for all of us here at WMFO, and as such, he's been allowed to play what he wants. So if you've been missing your 80s fix, I'm here to help tonight. And speaking of the 80s and automation, here's a little bonus SquidPod 80s trivia for you. WMFO's automated DJ, Rick Deckard, is the main character in which classic 80s sci-fi film? The answer, of course, is Blade Runner from 1982, starring Harrison Ford. Okay, let's chat about what we've been listening to. We started off the set with the Bluebells and the track I'm Falling from their 1984 release Sisters. Next up, we heard from Our Daughter's Wedding and Lawn Chairs from Digital Cowboy from 1981. And we wrapped up the first set with Eurogliders and No Action from their 1984 release, This Island. In the background, you are listening to Tangerine Dream's Love on a Real Train. This particular version was recorded live at the London Forum in November of 2008. But you're probably more familiar with the studio version that appeared in Risky Business with Tom Cruise from 1984. Plenty to get to tonight, folks, so let's get back to the music.
Thank you. America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to the live pre-recorded show, Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire. Taking you back once again to the 80s, but this time from the comforts of my home. If you have any questions or requests, you can email me at squidpodradio@gmail.com. Please do not call into the station, as we are still under lockdown and no one is actually at the station. If you're looking for the playlist and the archive of tonight's show, you can find them on the station's website at WMFO.org and clicking on the schedule link at the top of the page. We started the last set off with a short-lived band out of Liverpool, the band Care, formed by ex-Teardrop Explodes member Paul Simpson and guitarist Ian Brody, who was of the Wild Swans and the Lightning Seeds. We heard My Boyish Days from their 1983 12-inch My Boyish Days Drink to Me. Balance gave us Breaking Away from their self-titled debut from 1981. They too were a short-lived band, only putting out two albums. We then went down to South America for some Argentinian new wave from Soda Stereo. And we heard the track Persiana Americana from their 1986 release Signos. And we finished with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week, Mary Jane Girls. Not the Mary Jane Girls, just Mary Jane Girls. And we heard In My House from their second and final full-length Only For You, for being spelled F-O-U-R. That's from 1985. In My House just cracked the top 20 35 years ago this week, on its way to number one on the U.S. dance charts, number three on the U.S. R&B charts, and number seven on the U.S. Hot 100. A huge hit for them from their most successful album, which also reached the top 20 on the U.S. Hot 100. We've got the 80s hair metal band of the week and the 80s hip hop artist of the week, among others, coming up in the next set, so stick around.
I'm waiting for the day, having fun. neglect my duties, I'll be in trouble. But I've been to college, I've been to school, I'm not the people that you read about in books. Here come a riddle, here come a clue. If you are really smart, you know what to do. When I said jet pilot gone out of control, ship captain on the ground, stockbroker make a bad investment. When
mission.
This is a mission, not a small time thing. Let me tell you about what happened when the phone went. Well, I was cooling at the crib with this girl, Suzanne, and everything was going just according to plan when the phone rang. Yo, I couldn't believe it, told myself to ignore it, forget it, leave it. Just when things had started going great, it rang again. I said, hold up, wait. Picked up the phone, yeah, who the hell is this? Somebody said this is serious business. There's a tape in the mailbox between your doors. Take the tape from the box and put it in yours. I listened to the tape and my mouth just dropped. I picked up the phone, but the man hung up and said, yo, this tape will self-destruct. I pressed eject, but the tape was stuck. Oh well, what the heck, I just cleaned up the mess. Opened up the closet, got the bulletproof vest. Loaded up the sword off, the double barrel, the Rambo knife with the hunting apparel. Threw on the trench, kissed the girl goodbye. She said, special ed, don't go, you might die. Started crying and hugging on me, so I shot her. I said, sorry baby, but I gotta do what I gotta.
You're on a mission.
Do what I gotta.
You're on a mission. You're on a mission.
Do what I gotta.
You're on a mission. You're on a mission.
Do what I gotta.
You're on a mission.
This is a mission, not a small time thing. Took the express on an Air Force jet. The thoughts in my mind broke me out into sweat. I was thinking of the message again and again. In particular, the name of Liu Chin Chen. Yo, I landed in Japan with intent to kill. You could tell I wasn't joking by the look on my grill. Took a look at a picture of the man that I was after. A 5'10" black belt karate master. Knew where to find him, knew where he would be. I turned around and sure enough, Mr. Chen found me. I looked him in the eye with a stare so cold and said, I came to avenge for the rhymes you stole. Now, you must die because that is my mission. He flipped back, got into a fighting position. The tiger style of shit was wild. He threw his hands in the air, he started to smile. I said, you can smile now, but you won't for long. Cause sucker, you'll be sorry that you stole my song. He said, choose your style. I broke fool, I said, what? Pulled out the knife, tried to shove it in his gut. It didn't even cut. I flipped, I started bugging. Pulled out the handgun, I shot a slug in his chest. He said, Buddha bless, and stood proud. Out shot the bullet, Mr. Chen just bowed. So I shot him again. Yo, I couldn't believe Mr. Chen caught the bullet in his two front teeth. Yo, he kicked me on the floor just like I was a child. I got fed up, I fought a Flatbush style. Stood to my feet, threw my hands to the sky. Shaked him, then I faked him, then I caught him in the eye. He started stumbling, yo, I started wilding. He tripped, busted his lip, I started smiling. Knew he was defeated, but I wasn't done yet. So I shot him with the shotty, then I jetted in the jet.
You're on a mission. You're on a mission.
Jetted in the jet.
You're on a mission. You're on a mission.
Jetted in the jet.
This is a mission, not a small time thing.
This is a mission, not a small time thing.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire, and that's going to do it for the Squid Pod tonight, folks. Hope to see you here next Friday at 10 p.m. sharp. Next week's show will be pre-recorded as well, and quite frankly, this may be the case for a while. But be sure to stay tuned for any developments. We've got time for one last track, but let's talk about what we've been listening to, shall we? Blondie kicked off the last set with In the Sun from their self-titled debut album from 1977. The Go-Go's gave us Tonight from their 1981 release, Beauty and the Beat. We then heard Uh-Oh, Love Comes to Town from the Talking Heads and their 1977 release, Talking Heads 77. Rainbow was the 80s hair metal band of the week. We listened to Power from their second album with Joe Lynn Turner on vocals, Straight Between the Eyes from 1982. And we wrapped it up with the 80s Hip Hop Artist of the Week, Special Ed, and the track The Mission from his 1990 release, Legal. among the many reasons I chose Special Ed's The Mission for tonight's 80s Hip Hop Artist of the Week is the James Bond theme riff he uses. I know we're all missing the movies that were slated for release this year, and the latest James Bond film, No Time to Die, was one that I was looking forward to seeing last month. It has been pushed up to November for the meantime. As I mentioned, we've got time for one last track, but I do want to say thanks again to our incredible ops department here at WMFO for getting us a little bit closer to live broadcasting. Also want to thank our public service director, Edward Buchert, host of Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme, and Tears of the Gods, Friday nights from 8 to 10 p.m., for his collection of current and relevant coronavirus-related PSAs, some of which I played for you earlier in the show. And I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any 80s music requests, please feel free to drop me an email at squidpodradio@gmail.com. In the meantime, stay safe, wash your hands, and please wear a mask. This may last for a while, but it won't be forever. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes, and honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
I'm not allowed to say so, the rest is the new dissension. To the abyss, backwards and forwards, it's always downwards and desperate wall. Trying to climb yourself out, you don't care, you spare books through the hell.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with Savoir Faire on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Hey, what's up? This is Carissa Johnson. I'm here at Studio A, and I'm going to play my song Supermoon for you today. I wrote this a long time ago, but I've been bringing it back in my acoustic set, so I'm going to bring it right back and play it for you today.